I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about pleasing to God. We're going to be taking communion over this short passage of scripture from Proverbs 16:7. It says, when a man's ways are pleasing to God, pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. That God can even make our enemies be at peace with him. But what is it that's pleasing to God? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because we must believe. It takes faith to diligently seek him and believe that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So we're going to be taking communion over these scriptures today. Just some amazing promises for us. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to pull the sacrifice of Jesus from over 2,000 years ago. You could say even he was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, to pull that sacrifice into the present moment and make it active and relevant right now today. And I believe when we pull it from the past into this present moment, it changes the future. It changes the trajectory of our lives going forward. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death, until you proclaim the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all of these benefits that are found in the new covenant, one of which we're talking about today. All the promises in Christ are yes and amen. When our ways are pleasing to God, he makes even our enemies be at peace with us. And communion is this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, to stir them into our mind and our imagination, our remembrance and our soul, and to combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do, that we can release our faith into the cracker and the juice. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day, to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and reverence for God. One of the things I'm thinking about right now is there's a verse that talks about Enoch in the Bible. It says he was pleasing to God. And what does it say? He walked with God. So what is it, this pleasing to God, this fear of the Lord, just that honor and reverence and delight in him, relationship with him, doing life together with him, walking with him. So the process we typically use on these daily communions, it's about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and die early because they don't examine themselves prior to taking communion. So we want to take some time to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we walking by faith? Are we walking by love? Are we walking in a way that's pleasing to God? And then after our time of communion, lately we've been talking about some practical workout tips and advice, working out, physical exercise, as a way to practice connecting with God, a way to practice exercising our faith, to receive this grace by faith, and to experience that grace flowing through us and God doing the work, to practice resting in our soul while God does the work through us in our workout. And I believe once we understand how to apply this, how to activate it, how to apply it, how to walk in it, how to see it flowing in our lives. It's just a natural overflow where we begin to understand how to apply it into all the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion for today. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of those opportunities today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? How do we do that? We get connected to the master. We walk together with him today. We take these four fundamentals that we talk about consistently, and we're going to execute them with peace and joy and confidence in him. Bring some energy and some presence into these things today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. When it all comes down to it, we have to have this eternal perspective on life. This eternal perspective on life. But that eternal perspective has got to infiltrate today. It's got to permeate today and get into our everyday decision making and the things that we do today. Because we got to walk it out today. It's always called today. Now, one of the key shifts in our thinking is understanding what is today. In the Jewish culture, the day starts in the evening. The day starts at sunset. It goes from sunset to sunset. Because in the book of Genesis, it says there was evening and there was morning. Just a little shift in how we view a day, but I think it makes a big difference. Because we're going to start preparing for the day at the beginning of the day before we go to bed. And then when we wake up, we're ready to hit the ground running, get that day going. So let's talk about our four fundamentals. Let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To be positioned in the light, we're going to take our position today in humility, willing to humble ourselves, because the humble are given grace. The humble are exalted and promoted. Humbling ourselves, willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to repent, willing to change, willing to adapt, willing to humble ourselves, submitting ourselves to God and humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. To value others and their contributions more highly than ourselves sometimes. We're going to walk in forgiveness today. It's the humble that are given grace and forgiveness. We're going to walk in forgiveness, receiving it from God, walking in grace and forgiveness with ourselves, letting some things go that we've done, and walking in that same grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, externally focused, assuming the best about others, keeping no record of wrongs, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith. We talk about what's pleasing to God today. What's pleasing to God? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And one of the greatest expressions of faith, just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest, easiest ways to be pleasing to God, stay positioned in gratitude and praise today. Enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. When we take our position in the light, what's in that light? God is light. God is love. God is light. He's in there. He's taken everything that he has and he gave it to Jesus. He gave it all to Jesus, and we get to be in him today. In that light is his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, all the fruit of the spirit, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his kingdom. Become part of his family, his purpose, his time and finances, everything he has. He's put it all in Christ. Then we're going to start to magnify that. First, we got to get positioned in it. Then we're going to start to magnify. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. To magnify the light, we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all those things through us. Gives them a bigger pipeline to be able to work through us in our life. It's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on throughout the day? So to magnify the light, we can be meditating on God's word. Diligently seeking him, diligently studying his word, thinking about it and talking about it, rolling it over in our mind. His unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God because of what Jesus did. To truly grasp that, that's an amazing thing. We've got right standing with God. I've got God's blessing and favor on my life. He eagerly desires to help, all because of just faith in Jesus. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us. Whatever is lovely, whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is of good report. Magnify all the things that are going well, looking back at how far God has already brought us. These are ways to keep our focus and attention. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's choosing to acknowledge them, to bring them fully into the light, but to magnify God as bigger. I always think of David and Goliath. Everyone else is magnifying the size of Goliath, and he's already a big guy. But they're magnifying the size of Goliath, whereas little David, the little boy, one of the keys today I think we're going to talk about is childlike faith. Childlike faith is one of the biggest things that's pleasing to God, I think. The little boy David, with the childlike faith, he magnifies God as bigger than the giant. He's choosing to look at those giants and say, you know what? My God is bigger than you. And magnifying God is bigger than those issues. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves, venting and complaining constantly, magnifying the size of the issues and the problems, staying stuck in the past or worrying about the future consistently rather than being in that present moment today. And for a lot of people, it's not that they're trying to do this. They just haven't learned. Don't have the understanding of all that God's made available, how much he wants to help. It's just simply getting to that place of understanding, learning to rest and to trust in him. That's where we've got to recognize the symptoms. When we're in darkness, when we're positioned in it or magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at them, try to get back at them. Maybe you're going to withhold good things that you know to do because they did that to me. They said that to me. I'm not going to do that for them. There's a tendency to avoid people, to withdraw your presence or give them the silent treatment, just not talk to them because they did something to you. Then on the inside, you'll feel that heaviness and the weight and the pressure, like it's all sitting on you. It's like it's all up to you to figure it all out. Might feel hopeless for your situation. You might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Another big symptom is low energy. You got consistently low energy, or you lose your positioning. You'll feel this experience like the energy just gets sucked out of you. It's like a black hole that sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion because when we're in the darkness, we can't see. Vicious cycles, we get stuck in these bad habits and bad patterns. Seems like it's very hard to break free from. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest begins to grow and just begins to permeate our entire being. Works from the inside out. And when we rest, God goes to work. When we rest, he can finally go to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Because I've got his peace and his joy and his spirit, his power and his love and his energy all flowing through me, his mind and wisdom. And now all of a sudden, I've got hope in any and every situation. Rather than feeling powerless or helpless or hopeless, I've got hope in any and every situation. Because I've got God with me and nothing's impossible for him. He just begins to effortlessly set us free, break us free. Then if that wasn't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, we ever lose our positioning or our focus, just takes a moment to turn it right back around. just takes a moment to get right back into position again. You recognize those symptoms and you correct it real quick. One of the greatest skill sets I think we can develop is learning to recognize those symptoms and making quick corrections. How do you do it? Number one, we humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was, responding that way, doing that, whatever it was. We receive that forgiveness from Him. We forgive ourselves in the middle. Then we walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If you got to reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. And then we just start praising and thanking God for His grace and His goodness and His love and that He's more than enough. And you'll experience that shift instantly on the inside. The weight will lift off you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that peace and the love and the joy just begin to wash over you on the inside. You feel it shift immediately. It's truly an amazing thing. And we got to stay tuned in today. So we talked about the day starts in the evening. One of my favorite things to do every evening before bed to get the day off to a good start is journal. We got to stay tuned in for God's leading today. And the way I like to journal is this. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. And the biggest thing I give gratitude and praise for is I've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. Colossians chapter 1, I believe, says we should be giving thanks for that regularly. I start with that. And then I start to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? What are the wins for today? Start to magnify that. Begins to grow, begins to expand. Then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? What were you trying to show me? Which directions were you trying to lead me? What were you trying to teach me? I just get still and I listen for a few minutes. Whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down, whether I think it was God or not. Because I've learned sometimes I miss Him. I think it's just my own thoughts and I miss Him. Just begin to record my journey with Him. Then we got to stay connected to Him as we walk out our day. Sometimes we start to lose that connection. If that ever begins to happen, just slow down for a minute or two. Slow down, take a couple of deep breaths, just slow down, get connected to Him. Think of it like plugging your phone back in. When your phone starts to get low on batteries, you plug it in. The good news is, in this case, it only takes a minute or two to get fully charged back up, whereas your phone might take a little longer. Then we got to wait till we know what to do. If you're ever unsure on something, what I've learned to do is this. I'll ask God, and then I wait until I know. I wait until I get that clear leading from Him, that clear direction from Him. Because I learned, sometimes I was getting ahead of God. I would ask Him what to do, but I wouldn't wait for Him to show me. And now I'm taking action, doing things that I don't know to do. And I was getting myself into things that it wasn't time for yet. I have to go back and redo a bunch of stuff a lot of times. Wasted time. Now, the final thing I like to do in my journal, I like to plan out the upcoming day with God. What I learned to do is this. Jesus says, you abide in me. You can ask for anything in my name. Well, if you can ask for anything in His name, what's the best thing to ask for? What's the best thing to ask for? I began to pray this, and what I believe God began to show me was the best thing I could ask for that I want is today, this day today, I want to be doing what is right and best in God's eyes. I want to live a life that's pleasing to God today. And I want to do it with peace and joy, with confidence in Him. I want to do it together in partnership with Him today. And then what I've learned to do, how do I know what that is? I start with this. What do I know to do? The internal prompts that you have, or what you know to do, what's on your to-do list? What do you know needs to get done today? Anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on, anything you have a leading or excitement to do? I write out my list, and then I wake up in the morning. First thing in the morning, let's get connected to God. Start praising Him, start thanking Him, start magnifying Him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today. Excited for the day, expectation for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We walk out that plan together with Him today. As we do this, it does something like magnetize us. Turns you into a magnet. You get this grace flowing through you, and His grace begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's take a look at these scriptures today. Proverbs 16:7 It says, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way. Notice, this is for anybody. When the Lord takes pleasure, so it's something that's pleasing to him. We live a life that's pleasing to him. This is for anybody. He causes their enemies to make peace with them. There's a lot of people that talk about, they'll use the phrase, higher levels, higher devils. You know, the higher up you go with God, the more battles you're going to have to fight. Well, that's not what this says. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. In the examples of the Bible, we see this happening many times where it says, God gave the people peace and rest on every side. And how did he do it? It was linked to the fear of the Lord. The people had the fear of the Lord. He caused the fear of him to fall on all the people around them so they would not attack them. So God supernaturally protected them. When they had the fear of the Lord out of honor and reverence and faith in him, he caused all the other people around them to make peace with them. Now, Hebrews 11:6 says this, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Not possible. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Okay, what does it take to please God? Number one, we got to believe he exists. And we got to believe what? We got to believe he's good. We got to believe he rewards. He's a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. So childlike faith, I think one of the biggest keys. I think childlike faith, walking in love, giving other people the same grace God has given us. Just to make it very simple, childlike faith, to build that relationship with him. And then out of that relationship with him, we experience his love and his goodness and his grace. And the more of that we experience, we just let that flow through us so that other people experience that same thing in their relationship with us. That's it. Connect with him by faith, by childlike faith. Grow that relationship with him. And what you experience from him, let it flow through you to other people. Walking with him, doing life together with him. Enoch walked with God, did life together in partnership with God. To make it very simple. So, Father, we're asking for your help. This is an amazing promise for us, Lord. We're just thanking you for this promise. We're receiving this promise from you today. And we're asking for your help. Help us live lives that are pleasing to you. Teach us how to do that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. It's that childlike faith in the sacrifice of Jesus. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Believing in that, trusting in that. In those times when we feel like we've missed it, our faith is in Jesus, not in ourselves. It's that grace that he gives us in those times that we miss it, that causes us to want to do right, changes our hearts from the inside. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes all this possible. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. I want to emphasize childlike faith. Just believe, just trust in him. Got so much waiting for us on the other side of that. So let's talk about some workout stuff. physical exercise, I view it as just a physical expression of exercising our faith. It teaches us the principles of what exercising our faith is supposed to be like. And unfortunately, because I worked in the health and fitness industry for a long time, had my own personal training gym for a long time, most of the traditional workout, fitness, health advice is very worldly. It's all about your effort, your striving, you making everything happen. It's supposed to be this miserable experience, when the reality is God made exercise to be a joy, connecting with Him to be a joy, releasing our faith, exercising our faith to be a beautiful thing. And so we want to use the workouts as a way of practicing exercising our faith, releasing our faith. And one of the ways that we do that was, this comes from my book, The Eighth Day. We got some people like Oral Roberts used to talk about this principle of a point of contact. A point of contact is something physical that you touch, that you release your faith into. And so I think of it this way. Whenever I'm exercising, it's an opportunity to release my faith as a point of contact that God can begin to flow through. How do we do that? It's a point of contact. How are you doing? So very simply, when I'm getting ready to do an exercise, let's say I'm holding weights, I view when I grab that weight, when I grab onto those weights, I like to grip them as a signal of the security that's found in God. I'm going to release my faith. God's with me right now. I'm believing and trusting that as I pick up this weight, I'm not doing this on my own. Even though I can't see Him, I might not even be able to feel Him right that second at that moment. But I'm trusting that He's there, because He said He'd never leave me or forsake me. That power and that grace is available every day, 24/7, right now in this present moment. And if I will get present and I will get aware of His presence with me, I can release my faith in Him. And it becomes this way to partner with God where He's doing the work. I'm taking the pressure off myself and saying, God, I need Your help to lift these weights today. I need Your help to do these push-ups. I need Your help to do this today. And as soon as I make contact, as soon as I exercise, begin the exercise, my eyes are on Him. I'm trusting in Him to flow through and to fill it. That's the way I think of the workouts. Completely different way of working out than the world does it. And it becomes a true joy when you learn how to do it this way. And I think you get better results in the long term too. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.